This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Website is up and running. What website, you say? Well, the one where you get your free COVID test from the government. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how are you? Hopefully doing well in whatever nook, cranny, or canyon you hail from. We've rolled out the red carpet. If you're a first-timer or you've been with us many, many times, thank you very much. So this is The Scoop. It was kind of like this secret rollout, a soft rollout, if you will, at-home COVID test. It's the beta testers jumping on this. So you can order those free coronavirus tests on the new federal government website a day early, covidtest.gov. They're going to accept orders on Wednesday. An order free at-home test button was added on Tuesday, which brings you to the USPS.com COVID test to order 4 at-home free tests. Now, what the White House is saying is this is just the beta phase, okay, so everybody can calm down. It's the beta phase because we're allowing for troubleshooting. We don't guarantee that there won't be a bug or two, but the best tech teams across the administration and the postal people are working to make it a success. So, I mean, there is the good news. They jumped all over this because this should have been ready a long time ago, in my opinion. But finally, it's up. Better late than never, right? Especially if you were struggling to find those tests. Although some people say that they were plentiful in Minnesota. I have many of the guys at the mothership telling me, it's easy to find those COVID tests. Of course, you're shelling out some do-re-mi for them here. There's none of the muss and fuss of going through insurance. Just get a couple of them, and then you've got them at home. And I would only imagine that at least I know that they've gotten 9 million, 10 million page views as of 3 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. So people want the test because there are still some places where there are shortages. There are places where people are waiting in line and waiting in line and waiting in line for hours on end. So act fast, jump on it, and you'll get them in supposedly 7 to 10 days. So bravo, that finally happened. Should have happened before, should have, but at least it's happening now. All right, where are we right now when it comes to Omicron? I had a conversation today with somebody who's holding a big meeting in April, and they were concerned because not enough people were, normally they would be flocked and everybody would be signing up to go, and they were concerned about whether or not we would get beyond this with some of these companies not sending people out because of how widespread Omicron is, and that if, in fact, we don't see the big numbers, you know, when will that number die down? And the answer to that is, I mean, who knows? We're looking into crystal balls and futilely trying to come up with numbers of, well, you know, in 6 weeks from now, maybe in 8 weeks from now, maybe in, oh, I don't know, 10 weeks from now. I do feel in my gut, based on what we've seen with this particular variant, if that's what we're sticking with, that this does rip through, but it should come out on the other end, if you know what I mean, by the spring, you know, maybe well before the spring. So therein lies the rub of we just don't know at this point when that happens. So it is, still is the juggling world of, are things short? Are people, is there a shortage of people, which there is in many cases? Do people cut back on hours and things that you would normally have in your world that were easy conveniences are a little bit more inconvenient? And I'll say it again. The answer is it's going to continue to be a little bit more inconvenient. But things like testing, the test site getting up, that's a good news. The idea that more people are getting tested, do know if they have it, are making smarter moves depending on where they were going to go or who they were going to be around, that probably all adds into what can help us get beyond the word COVID. right? Let's get to the endemic part of this, right? Where it's supposed to be like the flu. Let's get to that part of what's happening here. All right, speaking of getting to it, coming up this hour, just to give you a little preview of the menu, of course we're going to hit the mailbag. Many of you, like Jake, are frustrated by the shortages and the lack of help at your job, meaning that sometimes you're doing 3 and 4 jobs. Not that that wasn't the way things were kind of headed in some cases when it comes to whatever the job market was, whatever particular job you're in, but it's just multiplied that much worse because of people calling in sick. Plus, we'll hit the man cave as Jeremy, the technical maestro for this show, said to me when I popped on the air right before we went on the air. He talked about Buda Baker to me, the Arizona Cardinals safety, who was taken off the field on a stretcher. You hate seeing that. It was a wild, kind of violent collision late in the third quarter of that NFC wildcard game against the Los Angeles Rams. He was ruled out of the game with a concussion, but thank goodness he had movement and feeling in his extremities as he was carted off the field. So anyway, we'll talk about that, give you an update on how he's doing now, and also the setup for the weekend for the rest of the divisional playoffs as we continue to roll through the playoffs in the NFL. So all that and more coming up. Besides what is happening with COVID, and we'll talk a little bit more about numbers and that kind of thing, I think the other thing that is really hanging around and the conversation is starting to ratchet up more because we rely so much on technology is, what about this whole 5G thing? Do you understand it? Well, wireless companies AT&T and Verizon did say that they would limit the rollout of the new high-speed 5G networks near airports. The Federal Aviation Administration said, thank goodness, right, basically, because they're saying it'll avert possible flight disruptions, like we don't have enough of that, and much of the potential for interference with airplane safety technology. Airlines have begun preparing employees for a wave of disruptions tied to the rollout, including canceled flights and whatnot. So this may be a temporary fix that helps. Well, it is a temporary fix anyway. The fact that 90% of the new wireless towers would be able to still launch as planned, but the idea that we would protect the flight safety is ultimately probably a good thing. I think it's a very good thing, right? Because do you want to get on planes where we're not really sure? Is that going to interfere with what's happening on the plane? Is the technology going to interfere? And that's what the problem is, because the new 5G system, as some of you have asked me, what is the deal with that? They use a wireless spectrum called C-band. It's very close to the airwaves altimeters that planes rely on, creating the potential for interference. It's too close for comfort. So that's what it is. It's a clash of the technologies. And the good news is that even while AT&T and Verizon were disappointed that they couldn't resolve the safety issue, if 90% of the technology is there, that's still a lot better than the way it was looking. And as I mentioned, do you want to not have a buffer around the airport and risk the possibility of getting on a plane and having lots of planes canceled, flights canceled? No, we already have enough of that. No, thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
As we're rolling toward your hot takes on 5G, the airlines, COVID, what's happening in your neighborhood, a slew of other questions and other comments that you made in a very full mail room, mailbag, virtual mail, flying around all over the place as we're kind of collecting it now. Before we get there, some quick hits, as I like to call them, things that might not have hit your eyes. And speaking of eyes, I read an interesting story today. They say the eyes are a window into the soul. Oh, yes, you've heard that. I know you have. But this is kind of scary. I have a friend that has rheumatoid arthritis and even trying to uncover that it was RA was really tough. Well, dry eyes can be a sign of rheumatoid arthritis. Yes, for your health. This is one for that. High levels of cholesterol, they say, can cause a white, gray, or blue ring to form around the colored part of your eye, of course, the iris. And a coppery gold ring circling the iris is a key sign of Wilson's disease, which is a rare genetic disorder that causes copper to build up in the brain, liver, and other organs, right? And that's not all. There's all these things that can happen to the blood vessels in the back of your eye and can be signs of nerve damage because of a high blood pressure or cancer or diabetes. And, you know, so there is something telling about the eyes. And I found that fascinating to look at this study that they did in the UK where they had retinal images from samples given by people participating in this UK biobank, which was this long-term government study of 500,000 people that were between 40 and 69, and they were able to uncover some of what I just said, the retinal age gap between the actual biological health of the eye and the person's age since birth. I mean, in a way, I think that, well, certainly in a way, I think it's a good thing, because if you have something that is telling in looking at the eye that they can tell that you've got heart disease or you have a risk of that and cancer, that's good, because again, that's another red flag, a sign that may help you survive. Anything that I think is a sign of what you need to have checked in your overall health. And if it's a glimmer in the eye, then to me, whatever this research is a very, very good thing. And that's why, you know, I thought about this. When you look at insurance and you look at we're in a pandemic and what are things anyway people blow off, what doctors do you blow off the most? And I think getting your eyes checked, I think a lot of people don't do that. But the importance of getting your eyes checked is not lost on me after having read that, because there are signs of what could come down the road for you that maybe you could stop if you had those tests. And usually we wait, right, until as a kid you get them in school. And then unless you have eye problems, you wait because you think you have Superman or Superwoman vision. I can see a parking spot 10 miles away. We're going to the game. I see a spot right there, and it's row E number 2 right there. I swear I used to have that kind of vision. And then slowly it starts to, it just a little bit, it starts to creak away. And you say, wow, what happened to that incredible vision I had? So just a reminder about checking his eyes. We've had eye doctors on before, and they've talked about such things that there's really so much more than, okay, we're just looking to see if you need glasses and checking your vision and do you need a different prescription and all of that. And no. There's so many other things that they can tell from looking at your eyes about your health. I, for years, have been saying that on this show, that why don't we just make Election Day a federal holiday, right? Why don't we do that? I mean, let's just have a national voting standard. Let's make it a holiday and, you know, that's it. So then millions and millions of Americans, maybe we'd get more people to vote because you'd have the whole day to mosey on over to the polls and do it. You could still do early voting and all that other sort of thing, but there would be a day off, more incentive to make Election Day a federal holiday. Allow people to register and vote on the same day, for instance. I mean, that would, right? Why not? But it seems unlikely to happen, apparently, because of what's happening in the Senate. You know, the Senate fails to enact federal voting rights legislation. People could see more restrictions on voting ahead of this year's elections, which some restrictions, maybe they're necessary and some are ridiculous. But what happens when the ground rules shift, right? What happens when that is moved around, like voting by mail? What about voting by mail? Although I would say this about voting by mail, because as we were told, the mail is going to be so much slower. What would that mean in waiting for votes to come in through the mail, right? It would take even longer. What about drop boxes? How many voters use drop boxes to turn in their ballots in 2020? So what does that look coming up this year? I think it's just going to vary. You know, the act of voting varies across states, and states set the rules for voting, and there's a big difference as to what happens. So, like, for example, in Texas, only certain categories of people can vote absentee by mail, and that's people with disabilities, people over 65, people who will be out of the country on Election Day and can't vote in person. To me, I think the biggest tweak, although it's not going to happen, is why don't we make Election Day? Can't we all agree on that? Why don't we make Election Day a federal holiday? And see, and maybe even, since they're big on beta testing, maybe we beta test it and see if more people turn out to vote in the end. They can still have other ways to vote, but make the whole day a national holiday and give people the time to go and vote. People who honestly don't have time to vote and they use that as an excuse. Well, my vote won't matter anyway, and it's impossible for me to do this. I'm juggling so many things. Yeah. So end the excuses and just do the whole day. Why not? I mean, you look at the holidays that we have, and some of them completely make sense. Why not add this one when it's vital to what's happening at the federal level and what's happening locally for all of you, wherever you're from, whatever it is you're voting for, different laws, etc., right? Referendums. I think there would be more time. I, for one, would say, I mean, I always vote because that was drummed in my head as a kid, and we talked about it constantly, right? No matter what your viewpoint was, you had to have a viewpoint if we were going to talk about anything politically or anything happening. But I think for people who find it much more difficult, this would make so much more sense to be able to do that. Because I do think more people would be able to come out. More people would maybe make it a point to come out. And maybe I'm completely full of it, and it would do no such thing, and everybody else would just laze around, watch another Netflix movie, or do something else. You know, that could be. I could be very, very wrong about my insights into one of the excuses that we all have. It would take away a very, very big excuse. And so why not? Because this is always the woe. Oh, not enough people vote. Oh, if only more people voted. Oh, that would make a big difference. Yeah. All right. And finally, to the oddball thing and the scary thing. Imagine this. You're walking your dog. Imagine. And then suddenly a bear appears and goes after you. This woman was attacked by a black bear January 13th. In a place called DeBary, a city north of Orlando. It happened around 9 o'clock. I walk my dog sometimes at 9 o'clock. The police released body cam video of that night. It shows the injured woman with scratches on her face. And she said, he was kind of like jumping on me when I was running. He jumped me and threw me on the floor. She said she was able to escape with non-life-threatening injuries. She had scratches on the face and lower back, a concussion, and she heard screaming down. Somebody said they heard screaming from down the road. It was awful, the screams they heard. And once at the scene, they spotted an adult female bear when the sheriff showed up and her yearlings in a nearby tree. And officials darted the adult bear and had it humanely killed because of possible public safety, because of the threat it posed. The three 100-pound yearlings could survive on their own, so no attempt was made to capture them. Who knew that bear attacks could happen in Florida? It has to be extremely rare. It's, I guess, only the 14th documented attack against a person, causing moderate to serious injuries by Florida black bear since 1976. Yikes! Headed to the mailroom.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says less than 0.2% of COVID deaths in the United States have been among children. According to agency data, there have been around 1,100 deaths and over 8 million cases among kids. More than three-quarters of coronavirus-related deaths have been among seniors. Children under 5 represent around 6% of the population, and there have been less than 400 deaths in that age group. Stocks falling sharply in volatile trading on Wall Street, the Dow losing 543 points to close at 35,368. The S&P fell 86 points to 45.77, the NASDAQ dropping 387 points, oil prices also rising to their highest point since 2014. USA Radio News. As tensions continue to rise, the Secretary of State heads overseas.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week and meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky as tensions between the United States and Russia compound over a possible Russian invasion of its neighbor. Meetings in Europe last week failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. A group of bipartisan senators, four Democrats and three Republicans, met with Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials on Monday to reaffirm U.S. support. On Thursday, Blinken will travel to Berlin to meet with the German foreign minister and members of the transatlantic quad, which consists of U.S., Britain, France, and Germany. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Verizon and AT&T announced they're delaying the rollout of 5G near airports. The company is releasing statements saying the FAA and the nation's airlines have yet to resolve the issue of 5G being near airports, and the companies will limit the network around them. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, comments, curious about whatever, send it our way, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Let's dive into it. This one is from Ben, who says, "Hey, Kate, I listen to you all the time. I'm in Wisconsin, and my question is, what is this dang it website, and how do we get those tests, and is it finally up?" Well, perfect thing to ask. It is up. And it is in that beta phase, but it means go ahead and get it. So it's covidtest.gov, COVID, all capitalized, capital T, tests.gov. And you're able to order a couple of them, and it's four at-home free tests. Yeah, why not do it? If you start getting a whole bunch of those tests, if you can find them, that certainly adds up. I was talking to a buddy of mine who did test positive and has a decent-sized family. So he did find some tests, but he had to get like eight of them and said, "You have no idea how much that set me back." And, of course, yes, supposedly your insurance will cover it, but that's the filing, getting the back. You know how that works, right? So jump on the free stuff. It's yours. It's your government at work. You're paying for it. Jump on it. All right, this one is from Heidi. "Hey, Kate, I haven't ever sent you an email, but I listened to the show. I like the way you pass through a lot of interesting things that I never heard about, and then tell us what's happening in your world, our world, and what you think is probably important. So I'm wondering what you think of this phone records being subpoenaed, Eric Trump's phone records, and do you think that this January 6th committee just keeps on going, and when is the end date, and what ultimately do they come up with?" Wow, that's a very, very big question to tackle. I think it's a big question because it reminds me of some other committees there have been. Remember the committee of where it was about Russia and the election, and it seemed like, okay, Russia day 150, and we'd be talking about what was being tied up and what was going to be the outcome ultimately, that we were going to find out what really happened, and did Russia aid in what was going on with the election, etc. So do I think there should be an investigation? I think there should have been an investigation right away and not dragged heels so long. I think this is the other thing. When something happens, what is with the waiting? And I think it should have been more balanced on this panel, but I honestly have no idea what is going to be found at the end of this, because 700 people were already arrested. They're going through the rigmarole of the courts, right? So the people that they've got on tape stealing things, pooping in the hallway. I mean, seriously, that happened in the Capitol? Please. And whatever else, going after the cops, et cetera. So if they have them, they were bragging, they were holding things up. You know, that's a completely separate thing. This whole panel, in looking at trying to figure out what's going, what, you know, ultimately what is the end game, who's being blamed, and how would we, I guess, avoid this again? So you have the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, who's saying he's just rejecting the whole thing. He said, I'm not going to testify. And, of course, it's, you know, we know it's Republicans, Democrats, and that's it. It's your team, my team, whatever. But he won't testify. He's saying, I'm not going to testify on my private communications because this is an illegitimate investigation. It's an abuse of power. And he's saying that his thought, his reason is because, so when they were forming the committee, there were five Republican nominees that were denied. They were being pulled, all of that. And so how could it be, he's saying, how could it be legitimate if you don't have these different people that make up this committee, and that the committee's only objective is to, this is what he says, is to attempt to damage its political opponents, acting like the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee one day and the DOJ the next. And therein lies the problem, right? What is the flat-out directive of the committee, which should have been formed a long time ago, right on the heels of this happening? And what is the end game? So what will we ultimately find out? Do I think it is the most heinous, disgraceful day? Of course, absolutely. I mean, I had people I knew in other countries saying, wow, this is not the America that I know. It's not the America I know. Absolutely protest. Absolutely be enraged. Absolutely have your voice be heard. But absolutely going after innocent Capitol cops and threatening people is in no way anything I could stand by. I mean, I was shocked when that happened. But what is all the time that's being spent on the panel going to lead to? Will it lead to something? I mean, look, Twitter, Meta, a.k.a. Facebook, they've all been subpoenaed by the January 6th panel. They're not psyched about it. They don't want to turn anything over. Giuliani, other Trump supporters have been subpoenaed. Eric Trump's phone records are what they want, because they want to look at what the messages were when people were trying to get a hold of the president and trying to figure out a timeline. Could something have been done? Could something have been stopped? And this is this new round of call detail records from communication companies that give the committee logs showing incoming and outgoing calls, which would be date, time, and the length of the calls and the text messages, right? So we'll see where all this ends up. It's lots of lawyering up, and I think it's not going to, a lot of those records are not going to be turned over easily. Let's put it that way. All right, let's go to this one from Paul, who says, Kate, what's the deal with 5G? Am I going to get on a plane and it's going to crash because people want their stupid 5G? I get it. I want everything fast, too. I understand that 5G will be like lightning fast. We'll actually catch up to Europe. But for goodness sake, do we really want to be in a position where we have disruptions with flights when we already have a helter-skelter air service in many cases because of so many other things that are happening in the world, including simply the weather? Yeah. So what's going on is what I said earlier, that near the airports is not happening. That was the deal. That 90% of the new wireless towers would launch for AT&T and Verizon for these faster, bigger, badder 5G networks that you'd have access to. But because it's so similar to what they use on a plane, that C-band, very close to airwaves, altimeters that they rely on, and it would create that potential interference, and they haven't found a way around it. So, yeah, the rollout plans are going to go that way. That the FAA cannot resolve this lingering safety issue, so they agreed to not deploy the 5G in those areas where it would hurt the airlines, right? Because they don't have a wide buffer around the airport. They need a wide buffer around the airport, apparently, right? So it's interesting because, you know, they're drawing comparisons with other places, in the world like France. So the FAA did look at France and says there have been safeguards that are not in place in the U.S. because they have the bigger areas around the airports. They have lower power transmissions and antennas tilted toward the ground, but we don't have that. So it would create havoc, right? And it would, what they were saying at the airlines is it would grind to a halt. Well, that wouldn't be good. We already have the pandemic woes. We already have weather woes, and then you would just add that to it. And just the safety issue and planting that in everybody's head, so forget about it. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, Ms. Delaney, you know, you were talking about the N95 masks and getting the N95 masks. Now that supposedly is the one that protects us the most. And so I would tell everybody, jump on it, because as you know, that's what happens. You're going to run out of them. And a lot of those masks are used for hospital workers, which we knew at the beginning of the pandemic. I would say if you have a cloth mask, at least just double up. And then if you feel uncomfortable, do that until you can get one of those N95 masks, right? Because it would be limited supplies, even though now there's much more. They are produced in bulk for healthcare workers, so they have them. But finding them on the consumer market might be easier right now, but I think down the line it will be much tougher, so you might as well just store them up and keep in mind how often you wear them and how you can clean them, because you can't just wear them forever and ever. And I think some people do that and think that it acts as a blocker. Yeah, thanks for saying that. You're right. You know, I was talking to my doctor the other day. I was asking about what they were doing with surgery. And, you know, surgical masks, they have double-layered cotton masks, right? And so that's what they use. And, of course, they upgrade the masks and they make sure they're well-fitting and all of that. But that works, too, right? And what you're just looking for is, of course, the best protection that you can get. I mean, right? That's the bottom line. All right, so we roll on and remind you once again, like we did at the top of the mailbag, you can send me your thoughts anytime, day or night, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818 818- 865-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Unfortunately, in the man cave, the couch, one of the couches broke over the weekend. Luckily, I was not sitting on the couch. It was the hubs that sat on the couch. He said, oh, look, the leg was loose anyway. Needless to say, if you ever had to have furniture fixed, I mean, look, we love our couches. This is, we're watching all of this football. So they're coming in the next day or two to fix the leg on one of the couches. Yikes. Might have to have some lean cuisines. So let's talk about one of the big things that happened. The Cowboys lost to Arizona. The Cowboys lost to San Francisco, that other team that has red jerseys. And the fans, of course, were furious, upset, the whole thing that you feel when you go through those emotions. But what happened is one of the interesting things that happened in that game was the way that it ended. Dak Prescott scrambling, trying to get back up after he slid and gained some more yardage closer into San Francisco territory to give him a better shot. I guess they thought of the Hail Mary pass or whatever was going to happen, a bunch of verticals leading up to that. And one of the refs bumped into him, one of the officials bumped into him, and then the ball wasn't spotted. There wasn't any seconds on the clock. So what happened is after one of the poorest performances of Dak Prescott's career on this NFL wild card Sunday, he went and did the usual thing that you do at the mic where the reporters ask you the questions. And at the podium, after that 23-17 loss to the 49ers, there was a nasty scene that happened while he was in the locker room at AT&T Stadium. There were fans throwing trash and beer bottles at people as they exited the tunnel. So in the heat of the moment, he was, you know, it was emotional, the disappointing loss and whatnot. And he was asked about something that he said. And what he said, he reacted to the things being thrown at the, particularly at the referees. And he, Prescott says he initially thought the question about trash throwing indicated that fans were putting Cowboy players in danger, which I guess could be the case. And he chastised the fans for the action, but then he was told that it was geared toward the referees. And he said, oh, you know, good on them. Good on them. And because of the way he said that, the referees went nuts and released a statement saying that that is intolerable and should not be tolerated. And so Prescott reversed course and said, I deeply regret the comments I made regarding the officials after the game on Sunday. I was caught up in that emotion of that loss, and my words were uncalled for and unfair. He said, I hold the NFL officials in the highest regard and have always respected their professionalism and the difficulty of their jobs. The safety of everyone who attends a game or participates on the field of a sporting event is a very serious matter. That was a mistake on my behalf, and I am sorry. I am sorry about that. And as I said, because that's what he said, credit to them, saying that the fans who threw trash at the referees, that's the specific wording that popped up out of his mouth. So that really upset, obviously, the officiating crew, and they released a statement, you know, saying that you just can't tolerate that, that it's uncalled for. And again, he made that reversal statement. All right, speaking of that game, Arizona Cardinals safety Buda Baker hauled off the field on a stretcher, had a wild collision in the third quarter of that game against the Rams. He was ruled out of the game with a concussion, but did have some movement. You could see it because people clapped, and he felt okay in his extremities. He's carted off, like I said, taken to the hospital for further evaluation, alert, and he could communicate. And the team announced on Tuesday afternoon that he had been released from the hospital. He was cleared by doctors following all these tests, and was on his way back to Arizona, and that he was doing good. In fact, Buda Baker said, thanks for all the prayers. I am doing good. I mean, he even posted a video on an Instagram story saying he's going to make a full recovery, but he wanted to thank everybody for the well wishes and the prayers and appreciated everybody, and everything came out clean because it was really scary. He hit Rams running back Cam Akers with just a couple of minutes, like 150-something in the third quarter, around the Cardinals' five-yard line. He lowered his head and his left shoulder before hitting Akers' knee. He fell to the ground almost instantly. It was wild. If you see any kind of a replay on that, you just does take your breath away because you look at it and you know, oh, this isn't good. The way he went down, and especially, of course, they're going to cart him off the field because he was just immobile at that moment. This is the setup, as I've already talked about the games and what happened in the games over the weekend. This is the setup for this weekend for the divisional round. Then you have the conference championships. Then you have the Pro Bowl in between and the Super Bowl. Super Bowl week is February 9th through the 15th. So the Bengals take on the Titans in an AFC divisional playoff. And I got to think Tennessee is actually favored by 3.5. I just don't see the Bengals not getting through Tennessee. I think it's the opposite. I think they covered that line and then some because of the way Tennessee has played. Even if Derrick Henry is back on the field, I trust the weapons that Joe Burrow has. I do believe they get by him. 49ers and the Packers. And that game, by the way, kicks at 3 or 4:30 Eastern. This one kicks at 8:15 Eastern, 49ers and the Packers. So the 49ers with a shocker over the Dallas Cowboys get the ticket to Lambeau Field. Green Bay is favored in less than a touchdown, 6 points. And I can't imagine that the quest that Aaron Rodgers is on, last year's MVP, ends with the 49ers with a victory over Green Bay. I can't, especially with how well they play at Lambeau Field. This year, 8-0. And just check the history in the past. Sunday, in an NFC divisional playoff game just like that one, Rams and the Buccaneers. This is, of course, at Raymond James Stadium in sunny Florida and Tampa. Buccaneers are favored by just 3. And we did see in that lame, boring Eagles game, Tom Brady was sacked many times, 3 times. So will the Rams be able to get to Tom Brady? That is obviously part of the story, the defense. And then Matt Stafford, can he carry offensively this team against a quarterback like Tom Brady and against a pretty good defense in the Buccaneers? I think it'll be a good game. That game kicks at 3 o'clock Eastern. This one is at 6:30 Eastern, the Bills and the Chiefs. And in my opinion, this is maybe the best game of the weekend, maybe of the playoffs, because of Pat Mahomes and the opponent, namely the Bills, right? Josh Allen. I mean, who is going to really push their team to the AFC Championship game? Josh Allen is gritty. But so is Pat Mahomes, as he can scramble. And when he gets enough of that space and he can drop a few of those bombs and mix in the run game, And I think that this showdown is going to be worthy. I do. I think that this is going to be maybe the closest game of the weekend. In fact, Kansas City, hosting, of course, is favored by 2 points. Only by 2 points. And I think that's a good, solid line. I do. I believe, like I said, the Bills, who have been there in the past, the ghosts of the past haunting the Bills organization and have not won that Super Bowl, have a shot at getting into the championship game. But I like Pat Mahomes, so trust me, I love watching the kid from Texas. I think he's phenomenal. He's already won a Super Bowl. Last year they went and didn't win against Tom Brady. So I don't know that you always, I don't know that you completely vote against Pat Mahomes. I just think it's going to be very close. It's going to be a coin flip, no question about it. That's it for the Man Cave and this hour of the show. Once again, a shout out to Jeremy P. for his fine work on the technicals and all of you for tuning in. Remember to make it count. It's 2022, people.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.